Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the Daycare and School at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
Catalog number 9915. Catalog number 9915. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
To Psalms 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. It read, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Time is too valuable to waste your time in worship. Don't waste it. In the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. That means getting yourself in the condition and attitude where it can be holy before God. See, you got to get yourself in the condition to worship. See, that way I be holy when you get your attitude in the condition. You can't worship God mad. That's right. Can't miss you. You can't worship God. You got to get it in the condition to worship. See, then it become beauty. It become holy. You can't worship God jealous. No, I'll be frank. You got to condition yourself to worship. Because the God that we stand before is holy. So we got to come before him in the beauty of what? Holiness. You got to get your mind. You can't worship God with your mind everywhere but here. You can't worship God any kind of way. He too holy to be worshiped any kind of way. Don't waste your time in worship. We're trying to show you who to worship. I don't know when I get through with it. God done showed me something. I'm working towards something before we go into new church. I didn't really recognize until he showed it to me. So I don't know how long I'll be on. We'll be on until we go on at least. So we might well get set for it. I'm serious. God knows I'm not lying. I want them to tell a lie. I mean it. Something I'm got to tell y'all next Sunday. I'll tell you this Sunday. Day. But he's working on something. Hallelujah. He's working on something. I'm trying to show us who to worship. I told you 3 Sundays ago, a lot of folks don't know who to worship. And if you don't know who to worship, you're just wasting your time. You got to know who to worship. Them wise men, I told y'all, they came all the way from the east to worship Christ. And when they got there, they recognized who to worship. You'll be surprised when folk come into the house of prayer, they don't know who to worship. They come to worship Christ. I say you come to worship Christ. When you worship Christ, you worship in the Father. And you can't worship the Father except you go through Christ. You can't go around Jesus and talk about worshiping the Father. The Father don't even know you're here. Except Jesus show him to you. Because he put all things in his hand. He said, I'm the way. I'm the truth and I'm the light. No man can come to the Father except they come by me. In other words, you can't get God's attention no kind of way except you get it through Jesus Christ. So our worship, a man we worship, the God we worship is nobody but who? Jesus. That's all you worship. Nobody but Jesus. And we need to show us how to worship. A lot of folks don't know how to worship. We're going to get to all that. How to worship. I was here Wednesday and it's a lady come by here. She never seen me before. Her daughter got the car and Brother Long brought it to my office, but the old sister was out in the car. Retired school teacher, and she's 70 something years old. She couldn't walk that good. And she come and said, Reverend Walker, would you come and after Long had brought her to the office and just see my mama. She a devout listener of yours. And she just wants to see you, just see you. And she may get upset. She may get excited. But don't worry about that. And sure enough, when I went out there, she did. Got excited. Just to see a little something like me. I'm not putting no flowers on myself now. I want you to understand. I ain't hitting on nothing. See, I'm just being honest with you. Her name is Smith. And she was so glad to see me, she started crying. She said, Reverend Walker, I love you because you tell the truth. Those are words. These are her words. Just cause you tell the truth. I told y'all a few Sundays ago, folks looking for truth. Folks tired of lies. Folks tired of hypocrisy. Folks tired of being deceived. They want the raw truth. Jesus didn't come here telling no lies. And if we got the truth, we're supposed to tell the truth. Whether folks like it or not, we are to tell the truth. And the lady went on, she said, the church is not about us. That's God talking. Devil don't talk like that. See, the church is not about Reverend Walker. The church is not about you, choir members. The church is about truth. Those are words. The church is about truth. We got to proclaim a truth. In other words, we can't come and call ourselves looking on ourselves. That's when you got to forget about yourself. And then look towards the truth. And that truth is Jesus. You got to get out yourself. As the choir just got through singing, forgetting about you. You can't worship God thinking about you. All worship, listen, all worship points to God. And that's Jesus Christ. All worship is to glorify God. All worship, I said, glorify God. We give Jesus glory in the name of Jesus for God. We worship God through Jesus. And he is the truth. Listen. If you go into a church and ain't getting on truth, you ought to find you somewhere else to go. That's what the church is all about, is truth. And this is what she said again. She said, if every preacher get in the pulpit and tell the truth, they'll turn the world upside down. Amen. Folks got to hear the truth. Worshiping is lifting up the name of Jesus. This is what the word of God is all about, is to teach us knowledge how to do things to please God. Now, that's what the word of God is all about now. That's what it's all about. The word of God is about how to teach us how to please God. Now, don't throw that away now. Hold that. I said the word of God is to teach us how who to please. God got his word there to tell us when we're going right or wrong. Worshiping got to be taught to worship. That's what the word of God for. You don't just get in your small little old way and just the way I worship God. He told you how to worship. That's when he got his word there. I don't just pick out how I want to do it or how I feel, but how he told you to do it. That's what the word of God is all about. I said it's to teach us how to do things to please God. But we don't like it that way. We do it like we want to do it. Now watch this. Now, see, I wasn't going to say this, but since you ain't saying amen enough, and watch this. The average church member don't obey the word of God. Whether it's wrong or right, we will not, I said the average church, I'm talking about born again, will not obey God's word. They do it like they want to do it, how they feel, what they see. But God told you exactly how to do it. Look at this. Watch this. Now watch this. To break it on down, watch this. Now watch what he told us to do. I'm just saying some more things. I know where I stopped off at. Now watch this. The word of God teaches. I said it teaches us how to please God, right? The word of God teaches that God is over Christ. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of every man. Man is the head of every woman. But y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like it. And y'all ain't thinking about it either. But it said it ain't going to change it either. I said what the word teaches. I said what the word teaches. He the one got to show us the way. We don't know the way. That's really got his word here. Not how you like it, not what they're doing, but what God done said. He ain't going to change it for nobody. He teaches that the church is the body of Christ. Didn't he? And he is the head. And he compares marriage the same way. He teaches the wife to obey or submit herself to her own husband. Look how quiet it got. It ain't going to change. I don't care if you say amen. If you want, it ain't going to change. That's what God wants, but we don't pay no attention to God. What? We do like we want to do, but it's there. I'm trying to get you to see your own self, and you don't even see it. It's in there. He ain't going to change it. Do it if you want. He still ain't going to change it. Do what you want. He ain't going to change. So I'm trying to get. Now, he teaches us how to worship. But I've been doing it like this for years, but you've been doing it wrong. You know, I'm going to say this. Sometimes you watch the news and talk about Auburn and talk about Alabama. I hear the news reporter say, we're going to give y'all equal time. I better say something about the husband. I better give him equal time. Man. I better give him equal time. I think I better give him equal time. Although I'm not running for mayor, but I better give him equal time. The word teaches that the husband love his wife. Not like his wife, but love his wife. Not have an extra girlfriend, but love his wife. That's what the word teaches. It's in there. And he ain't going to change it. He ain't about to change it.
Yes, sir. Equal time. Equal time.
All the women said, amen. Now I can go on now, okay. Every child of God. Y'all listen at me now. Every child of God who been born again. When we worship God, we ought to make some kind of noise. I said you ought to make some kind of noise. If anybody quiet, it's God. Everything else ought to be making some noise. I said, Christians, I woke up this morning 4 days, and guess what? The birds. I just listened at that bird. A bird. Just chucking. I look how they praising God. They praising God. They giving God glory. They making a noise. See, God got all kind of witness, but he ain't got we. Now he got silent witness also. A tree is a silent witness, but it still get glory to God. When you see the leaves sprouting, when you see the fruit coming, it's giving glory to God. But it's silent.
When the moon shines, it's a witness for God. Yeah. But it's silent. Yeah. But it's shining. Yeah. When the moon come out, it's still giving witness to God. Yeah. It don't have a mouth, but it's still a witness. Yeah. But we got a mouth. Yeah. We ought to make a noise. Yeah. And yet everything ought to have breath, praise the Lord. Yeah. Trees don't have no voice. Moon doesn't have no voice. Sun doesn't have no voice. But I got a voice. You got a voice. You got a mouth. You got a tongue. You ought to say so. It said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You claim that you've been redeemed. Well, say so. So you ought to have something to say. Or you ought to move some kind of way. I say every Christian who's been born again ought to make some type of move. Even if you don't do but just smile, look different. Look like you got joy anyway. Don't set up and don't never move and then look like you're sucking on lemons. You ought to do something somewhere. Let us know whose side you're on. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like no men, they feel like they don't want to worship God. They think that's sissy. A sissy is one who don't want a woman. That's sissy. David, he worshiped God until his clothes came off. We think that's sissy because to raise your hand. We think it only for women. Oh, he woke you up like he woke your wife up. Everything have breath or to praise the Lord. And when we come in, we ought to come with an attitude of worship. You ought to do something. Oh. Even just change your expression. Because some folk look mean all the time. Let you know you got some joy of Jesus on the inside. And I think if anybody ought to be quiet, this is me thinking now. I don't know what the Lord said. It ought to be the Lord. He got a right because we worshiping him. They got angels around there now worshiping God. He can't go without worship. Somebody got to worship God. And somebody gonna worship God. Get your Bible. You got your mic there, brother? Get your Bible. I want y'all to just look at Psalms 47:1. Yeah, Lord brought some to me. I'm working up on something here. You ain't going to know it the next Sunday what I'm working up on. I mean it. God knows I'm not playing. He's working up on something. Something you probably never heard in your life and done in your life. Before we go in a new church. Hallelujah. I ain't say sometimes you don't know what you're doing. You tell Lord, I said, Lord, I'm just like a three-year-old. Depending up on you like a three-year-old depending up on the fam. I don't know what to do except you lead me. And sometimes you find yourself don't know what you're doing, but sometimes God just revealed it to you. He put me on this for a reason. And I just found out about it last week. Oh, this the reason. Wasn't conscious of what's going on. He'll direct you if you want him. 47 and what? Read that for me, brother.
Oh, clap your hands. All ye people,
God Almighty.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
God Almighty. All right. Now read that again. Now, somebody don't like to clap hands. So if you don't like, that's your business. But don't get mad with us. It's in there. Read again for me, brother.
Oh, clap your hands.
Hey, hold right there. Hey, excite. Oh. I don't believe a strong expression mark behind it, but I'm going to put one there. Oh. Oh. Clap your hands. If you're doing it and don't want to do it, don't you clap. God Almighty. Oh, clap your hands. Them for folk who they know God done something for them. Listen, it doesn't make me get up here every Sunday to remind you what God done for you. You ought to know your own self what God done for you. I know what the Lord done for me. If you never tell me to wave my hand, I know what he done for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Said clap. Ain't no harm to clap. Anything you do for Jesus, you're doing it for real. If I do right here, right now, right here. If I'm giving him glory, he receiving it. Whether you like it or not, he receiving it because I'm doing it in his name. If I had an old rubbo to him, if I rubbo with a tune on a rubbo, that's God's business. That's my business, God's business. Long as I glorify God. Yes, I used to dance. God ain't cut my dancing out. I just was dancing for the wrong person. So ain't no harm to clap. Wait till I get to heaven. You hear? I'm not loud now. Wait till I get up there. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Read on, brother.
All ye people.
All ye people. Uh-huh. Everybody ought to do it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All
ye people. Read on.
Shout.
Shout.
Unto God.
Lord. Look, not unto the devil no more. Uh-huh. Unto God.
Yeah.
Shout unto God. Yeah. If I want to shout, leave me alone. If it be my shouting in my mouth, even my body, that's me shouting. Leave me alone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unto God, I'm in order. I'm in order. I'm not out of order. That's what the Bible said. It'll teach you how to please God.
That's right.
We don't know how to act except we get the Bible. It tell you how to act. We won't know nothing about stealing is wrong except God says it's wrong. The Bible will straighten us out. Oh, boy. Now watch this. Now see, some folks say, well, I just don't do it like that. Now, hold it now. Okay, well, no problem. No problem. Listen to this. Listen. There is such a sin called omission and commission. Ain't that right? Omission is a sin when you don't worship God. That's a sin. Because he told you to do it. See, really, well, I don't commission. I don't do that, but what you ought to be doing. It's just as much a sin because you didn't do it. It's a sin not to be tired if you've been born again. You omit what he said do. He told us to worship him. So you're omitting what you ought to be doing for Jesus. It's still a sin. You're going by how I feel. You don't worship God how you feel. Well, I don't shout, give you $1 million. Somebody will hand you a check for me. You know you won $1 million. I know I'm right. It ain't got to be $1 million. You'd be just 50, some of you. Talking about you don't shout. Oh, boy. But here, Jesus. Y'all, I wish y'all see what I see, some of y'all. Y'all just got to see what I see. Here, Jesus, the one who died for you, the one who wake you up every morning, the one when you and me were acting a fool, took care of, the one who looked beyond your thoughts to see your need, the one who be by your side all day long, and you can't shout for him? You just got to know what he done for you. Ain't nobody got to give me no $1 million to shout. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm going to miss hell. That's enough to shout right now. You got to see it. If you don't see it, you'll be stuck in your little way. That's what the preacher for. It's to give you knowledge. It's to give you understanding. I give you pastor of my own heart to teach you knowledge and understanding. You got to turn yourself loose to worship God. Can't be looking at folks around here and see what Mary gonna say, what Jack gonna say, what Gene gonna say, what the Walker gonna say, what the Jackson gonna say. Forget about them. We supposed to be focused on nobody but Jesus. Yeah. Loud in church. Church ought to be loud. When you're raising hell, you get loud. I think y'all let the devil know. You see, a lot of sinners come to church. They be observing. And they see half of us not excited. And we right here talking about who Jesus is. He bread when you're hungry. Water in dry place. Doctor in a sick room. A lawyer in a courtroom. A friend when you're friendly. Or take care of you when you're lonely. Yeah. And we sitting out here like we ain't got nobody. Yeah. We got something to shout about. Yeah. We let that sinner man come among us and sit with his leg all crawled and ain't never been converted, just the happiest of luck. Yeah. Just as proud as he can be. Yeah. Proud as a peacock. And we right with a little sad look on our face. No wonder he don't get converted. He said, I'm doing better than them already. I got more joy than they got. I ain't going to get in that sad buoyancy. You got to let him know I got something you ain't got. So we in order. We in order to worship God. We in order. I don't care about the traditional churches. Forget about traditional churches. They'll mess you up. I said they'll mess you up. I'm free to worship. Jesus done set me free. I'm free. I'm free. Tradition will mess you up. My purpose of these messages, listen to me good now, is not to let New Bethlehem worship in vain. That's fair enough, ain't it? It's not to let the folk that he put me over, the souls that he put me over, my job is to see to you not worshiping in vain. I want you to get credit. I want you to get your rewards when you get over yonder. He got reward for folks. I don't want you to miss your reward. And you can waste your time in worship. I'm concerned for you. Oh, help me, sir. I don't believe I'm going to pass another church. I don't. Ain't what, this don't know what, but I ain't asking for this one. I'm not bragging about it now. God sent me over here. He sent me without a shadow of doubt. That means I don't play preacher. He sent me here. I don't want to go to heaven, Abraham Bright, and leave half of my members here. God knows I don't. No. You know when you're like a teacher. You know, when all the children make an A or a B, the teacher be so proud. When we get up there, I want to be proud of us. Hallelujah. I want to see us. I want to see all. I want to see part of y'all. I want to see every one of you. Sometimes you think I'm hard on you. I'm not hard on you. I love you. And I'm the pastor of the church. I know what's going on a lot of time. I'm not crazy. Some of you ain't ready yet. I don't want us to worship in vain. Y'all notice, I'm not bragging now. I'm saying these things as humble as I can sing them. God know my heart. Jesus is Lord at New Bethlehem. I said he Lord, not Reverend Walker. I done told you a thousand times, I'm not hitting on nothing. He Lord here. Amen. And ain't going to lift up nobody but Jesus. He Lord here. And I want y'all to focus no on nobody but Jesus. When you focus on Jesus, you're going to obey. When you focus on Jesus, you're going to serve him. You don't serve Reverend Walker, you serve Jesus. We worship only him to give God glory. And in these last days, listen at this now, in these last days, we are taking the realness out of worship and praise when we come to the house of prayer. I say we're taking the realness out of it. We're taking it for granted. And some folks just put on. You ain't got to put on. You ain't got to just be for real. Forget about your buddy. Forget about your friend. Get your mind on Jesus. And as God preaches and as God pastors, we are not to sit by and let this happen and don't warn the real saints of God. Y'all hear what I said? I said, as real preachers and pastors, we don't sit by and see what's going on and let it get by. Many real saints don't understand the responsibility of a God-sent pastor. His job is to keep you watchful in the doctrine of Jesus Christ. I said, that's his job. See, when the sheep just nibbing around and nibbing, think everything all right, but he can't do that. He got to watch. He ain't paying no attention to nothing. Just hallelujah, glory. But he got to watch. The devil is still here. The pastor can't go to sleep. If the pastor go to sleep, the wolf will steal all his sheep. When I was singing, check me out. When I was singing, I used to shout. I get to singing, boy, he had to come hold me. I don't told some of y'all. And I told him, don't y'all come hold me. And I said, I got into the hush. I said, y'all don't hold me. I know you don't want me to hurt myself. Don't hold me no more. I can't help it. I wasn't preaching now. I was a deacon. I said, don't hold me. I said, I appreciate you. I said, if I'm shouting for nothing, let me break my neck. Amen. I told him that. Amen. If I'm shouting for nothing, let me break my neck. But God took that out of me. Uh-huh. They do sometimes take me out. Shouting. Hallelujah. Get so happy for the Lord. He let me overgrow that, Sister Nevitt. If I get to shout around here now, y'all take me out, a wolf or come steal the flock. While they fanning me back there, a wolf and come and got all y'all. I'm got to watch over the flock now. I'm just concerned for your soul. Amen. That means I said, God, waking up on something. Come back next Sunday, you'll find out what it is for God to live. He waking up on something. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. Glory to God. God give you pastors, shepherds, to shepherd and feed and watch over the flock. That's our job, is to watch over the flock. In order to grow in grace, to be what God wants you to be, you must trust your pastor. Amen. You ever ask? I'm not saying a couple, but the Bible said that. You got to trust your pastor. He is in Jesus' stead. Amen. I stand here right now in the stead of Jesus. I say, I stand right now in the stead of Jesus. It's his church, but we are under shepherds. My job as an under shepherd is to watch over your soul to feed the flock. I'm in Jesus' stead. Whether you don't like me or not, I'm still in his stead. Lord have mercy. Listen to this. Jesus placed his pastors. He put them where he wanted to put them. He put them in each church where he wanted. That means, preachers, y'all better make sure God put you somewhere. Amen. It's everything going on now. And y'all see everything. These folks don't care about nothing no more. You can start a church right now if you want it. Got a church on every corner now. Splitting, go and start this and start it. They ain't nothing but a bunch of junk. Get mad. He got part of them going over yawning. Part of them over here. Look at him. Look at him. If y'all get rid of me, that's God's business. Don't follow me. I don't want to split no church. I'm serious. Follow Jesus. Amen. If I teach you right, I ain't worried about you getting rid of me. Right. Nobody but the devil. Uh-huh. Ain't that right, life? God places preachers. Uh-huh. And one of the worst things in the world is when folks just follow somebody ain't got no foundation. I mean, no kind of background foundation. They just go, he do just what he want, how he want. The Bible go against it. They don't care nothing now. But God plays his preachers. Now get your Bibles. Look at Revelation 1, 18 through 19. You ought to have confidence in your pastor, especially when you know he leads you from the word of God. When you know he leads you from the word of God. Not by what folks saying, but what God said in his word. Revelation 1, 18 and 20 through 20. Revelation 1. Read it for me, brother. Time running out.
I am he. That liveth and was dead.
Was dead.
And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And have the keys of hell and of death.
Yeah.
Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter.
Hallelujah.
The mystery of the seven stars.
Now watch this.
Which thou sawest in my right hand.
Yeah.
And the seven golden candlesticks.
Yeah.
The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
Hold right there. The seven stars represented the pastors. In his right hand.
All right.
He got them. He in the midst of them. He right in the midst of them. Now watch this now. He right in the midst of his church. Mm-hmm. Read on.
And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
Y'all see that? Jesus in the midst of all of them.
That's right.
He got the pastor who he going to place in his churches. The seven churches is the representative church from the time God started his church off to the end. So he put his pastors where he want them. But folks just go where they want to now. Amen. Folk doing what they want to now. That means so much of hell going on. So much of falseness going on. Because the devil leading a lot of them in there. Yeah. If you ain't got the Holy Spirit to lead you, you messed up. Yeah. So he got the pastors in his hand. In other words, I own the church. Nobody own it but me. But we feel like we own it. We don't own no church. We don't know what a church is. A church is the body of Christ. And Christ plays his pastors where he want them in the seven candlestick represent the churches. And he put them where he want them. Read on. No, you still with that, ain't you? Go to Revelation 2. Just go to the second verse now. The first two verses. Watch this. First two verses. First two verses.
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he,
yeah,
that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand,
God Almighty,
who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Hey, he walk in the midst of us. See everybody what they're doing. Everybody, he what you pay in church. Y'all remember when Jesus was standing at that table here? He standing at the table, see what you pay. You know you ought to be paying $25. You gave a dollar. He checked it right there. He brought a disciple around. He said, y'all come here and see here. Let's see who's going to give around here the right way. This old widow come here and gave all she had. She gave more than all. So he walking in the midst of us, checking everybody out. I'm just looking at y'all. All y'all look good. But he looking at the heart. Look at him. Look at him walking around. Look at him. Look at Jesus in the midst of New Bethlehem, just checking you out. Look at him. 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 Just checking everybody out. I know every one of you. That's what Jesus is saying. You can't hide from me. I know you're upstairs. I got you too. Even those in the overflow room, he knows everything. He walks in the midst of his church. He the boss. Amen. Amen. God just an orderly God. Somebody got to be in hell. Right. But he orderly. Amen. Read on, brother.
I know thy works.
See that? I know your what?
All right.
And thy labor.
God Almighty.
And thy patience.
Lord, that what? Patience. Know all that gone.
And how thou canst not bear them which are evil.
God Almighty.
And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles.
Listen at this.
And are not.
Are not.
And hast found them liars.
He know what go on in his church. That's being the pastor for to just preach the truth. He know everybody. God Almighty. Listen at this. As a called pastor, my concern is for all souls. But God is holding me responsible for this local church, New Bethlehem. Amen. Regardless of whatever they're doing across the street, down the street, New York, wherever, he's holding me responsible for y'all. Amen. Listen at this now. Listen now. Only those who follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. If you don't do what I said, he ain't holding me responsible for you. You my responsibility. My job is to see to you going over yonder. When you get out of off the road, my job is to make sure you get back in the road. That's my job. My concern for everybody, but you here hold me responsible for this church here. What they do in the National Baptist Convention, that's their business. The state, that's their business. Even the local, that's their business. But right here, don't nobody run this. Ain't no outsider gonna run here. I'm serious. He holding me responsible. I'm the one got to give an account of y'all. That means I want all of us to get there. When you're weak-minded and don't know no power about God, anybody tell you what to do. This a lady called me, ain't never saw in my life. I don't even know her. Called me and told me where I ought to be preaching from. And she still wasn't satisfied. She called me about a month later. You ought to be preaching in Ephesians. I know where I ought to be preaching from, baby. Don't even know me. But don't tell the Lord. The Lord ain't told you nothing. The devil told you that. What you look like calling me? I don't even know. Ain't gonna tell me where I ought to be preaching from. God got a pastor. If he loved the Lord and do what he said, God gonna tell him what to preach. I told her, I said, look like. I just didn't naturally look like. If he put me here, he ought to talk to me. He didn't tell me I had to call you to get a message. I don't even know. Don't tell me where to preach from. Or to be preaching out of Ephesians. You my responsibility. I said you. My responsibility. They're reading the least member. All you're important to me. I'm not bragging. I'm trying to get you to see something. You got to have confidence in your pastor. Because you're going to have folks scattered around in church. I'm telling you everything. Every real church, every good church, have some strength, they have some weakness, and they have some problem. That's mean the church is about growing. We ought to grow in grace to be what God wants us to be. And God telling us, now, if you don't grow in grace, you ain't going to be no use for me. We all got weakness, we all got problems, and we got some strength. But yet still, we ought to be growing in grace. Y'all got to stay a little baby all your life. Oh, how much that. Listen at this. God put his church in the world to change the world. And not the world to change the church. Folk got to know what the church is all about. We here not to let the world change us, but we here to change the world. But when you look around, the church changed it. I mean, the world changed the church. Oh, how much. But the world control many churches today. I said the world control them. Anything that the world does, many churches receive it. What everything that we do, we got to give an account to God. The world come with a style, we come with it. Amen. I said the world come with a style. Here the church walking the same way. If the dress hits you right here, here you come stepping in here. What you get there? You know it too short. I said you know it too short. You taking up what the world's saying. You don't let no world set no example for you. The world don't care nothing about you. They led by Satan. It's enough right now. Me and rape you. What you trying to show? Y'all trying to hide everything you got. You ain't fooling me. You trying to show something. You ain't fooling me. I said, you trying to show something. You don't know who attention you're attracting. Just be yourself and be a woman. And men's the same way. I'm got to give them equal time, you know. See him walk cool. He ain't walk in church cool. Got the church all over the bulls them all down and won't folks see hairs in their chest. Nobody won't see your hairs. You think that cute. That's just stupid. Because you said you've been born again. Show your hairs to your wife. Don't show them to nobody else. God put the church in the world to set the example for the world. And not the world set no example for us. We pick up all kind of little style. If the world said, all right, I don't want New Bethany to be like that. I want to be for real. One hundred women's in hats. Ain't no but devil. That's all it. No but God ain't told them women. You got enough of hats already on Sunday. There ain't nothing but a bunch of junk. We got to outgrow that mess. We don't care what we bring in here. Fashion show. God don't have no fashion show in his house. That's blaspheming. If I allow women to come up here twisting with a hat on and dress on, fashion show. God may blow this place up. Men coming with their little tight suits on, carpet. There ain't gonna be no fashion show here. I had to go to Tuscaloosa and preaching. I didn't know what I had to preach on. And they started throwing me a theme up there and said, women's in hats. I called that lady. I said, you must know who you acting for, do you? Yeah, Reverend, I tell you, Reverend, we just gonna mall. I said, I ain't coming down there for that. But Reverend, you started grinning. But Reverend, I tell you, we'll take that out. You better take it out if you want me to come down there. So when I get through talking about you, you won't run me out of there. Amen.
My job as a pastor is to let y'all know these things. Now, I know I be talking about what I care. I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. I know what God told me to do. And if I do what he said, he's going to take care of me. I don't even worry about that. What I care about what folks say. Tell about what folks say. Long as I please God, I got it made. I say I got it made long as I please God. Got to tell y'all the truth. Can't be playing with y'all souls. So I'm working up on, sir. Don't miss next Sunday. This is what he's working up on. I'm not lying. God got to do something here. And he's going to do it too. Let us all stand. My time will run out on me. Radio time run out on me. God is good to us. I'm just trying to help you. I ain't never played preacher. Never. I don't play preacher. Never play preacher. I'm got to stand before a living God. God is real. See, some folk take God something to play with. He ain't nothing to play with. You playing with your soul and don't even realize. A preacher that play with your soul, he dangerous to be around. I said before it fades behind his back. If he play with God, he dangerous to be around.
God bless you.
If he kill it with his own soul, you know he don't care about yours. If you lost, don't walk out here lost. What you mean by lost, Reverend Walker? You haven't given your life to Christ to be your personal Savior. You lost. That means you're lost without going to heaven. Folks lost if they don't go to heaven. If you haven't given your life to Christ. Well, what I'm got to do, Reverend Walker, if you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and then believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Now, you can be saved right now. And I won't walk out here lost. If you don't want to join this church, we'll baptize you and send you where you want. But don't walk out here lost. I'm asking you to come right now and give your life to Jesus. Whosoever will, let him come. If you want to come by Christian experience, you may come by letter. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. Give your life to Jesus. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Time is winding up on you. Ain't going to be too long before Jesus come back. Ain't going to be too long before Jesus come back. He'll be back after a while. He coming back at his church. I say he's coming back after his church. He got a church here. He coming back only those who are in the church. Will you come? If you lost, will you come? Ain't nobody going to get mad but the devil. That's when you see them sisters and brothers standing around here and they waiting on you. Let you know you ain't there by yourself. And every child of God going to rejoice with you when you come give your life to Christ. Will there be one? Will there be one? You know the full room? Will you come? Will you come? He waiting on you. He waiting on you right now. He give him your time. Then he make your mind up. If you lost, give your life to Christ. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? What you waiting on? What you waiting on? He loved you. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He died for you. I told you last Sunday, he paid your debt. He paid it in full. You don't owe the devil nothing else. The justice of God is already satisfied with the gift of Jesus Christ. When he brought that blood up there and gave it to him, that debt been paid. All you have to do is just claim it. That's all you have to do is just claim it by giving your life to Christ. You'll miss hell. There's a hell. Some religion teaches there's no hell. Check your Bible out. We got the word of God to prove of everything. There is a hell. Everybody that miss heaven, they go to hell. And they'll stay there forever. They end up in the lake of fire. Will there be one?
May God bless you.
Rest.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy, peace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's all you need. Oh, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. He's all you need, yes, sir. Come on to Jesus, come on to Jesus, come on to Jesus. He'll take care of you if you just only come. He'll watch over you if you only come. You ought to come to him right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's all. Let's bow our head. Hold hands, please. Hold hands. Yeah, God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, ask your servant, one of your under shepherds, breathe on these, your people. Let the Holy Ghost. Don't walk out here lost. In the name of Jesus. You told us to ask you anything. And believe it. You want our joy to be full. You is the only one can feel our joy. So I'm asking you, those who are burdened, I pray right now that you will lift them up. Above whatever that got them down. We know you're able. You got all power in your hand. There's nothing too hard for God. Heavenly Father, you have already showed us. You have already done things for us. And we know it was you. And we have no doubt that you can't fix things now. So help them, Lord. Help all of us. Paul said, in you we live, move, and we have our being. Let us realize, dear God, that it's all you and never us. Let us put our total trust in you. So those that stand with any doubts, move the doubts out the way. And let them, dear God, go to thee in prayer and just tell you what they want according to your word. And help the Father in the name of Jesus. You know who's standing here. You know everybody in here. And you told me to watch over their souls. And you told me to see about them. So I'm acting right now, take care. I can't keep my own self. We are kept by the power of God. So keep them right now from falling into temptation. Keep them right now in your care. Protect them after they go in and out. Oh, in these last and evil days, heal that sick person now. Touch that body right now. We know you're able to do it. You're the doctor among all doctors. There's nothing too hard for God. Touch right now. Do it, Lord. Help that family right now. Do it right now. Watch over these children right now. Cover them with the blood of the Lamb. Let them find your will for their lives. And we just thank you for doing it. You got the glory. You got the honor. You got all the praises in the powerful name of Jesus. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen. May God bless you. Bless you. Bless your heart. Bless your brother. Hallelujah. May God bless your brother. Bless your brother. Bless your baby. Bless your baby. May God bless your baby.
Hallelujah. How you doing?
Bless your baby. Bless your baby. Bless your brother. Bless him, Lord. Bless your baby. Bless your baby. Bless your heart. Bless your hand too hard. Bless your people. May God bless you. Bless your heart. May God bless you. How you doing, baby? How you doing, baby? May God bless you. How you doing? How you doing, baby? May God bless you. Okay.
Passing out blessings.
How you doing, baby?
Okay. Oh, it's one with your name.
Thank you.
bragging. I'm trying to get you to see something. You've got to have confidence in your pastor. Because you're going to have folks scattered around in church. I'm telling you everything. Every real church, every good church, have some strength, they have some weakness, and they have some problems. That's mean the church is about growing. We are to grow in grace to be what God wants us to be. And God telling us, now, if you don't grow in grace, you ain't going to be no use for me. We all got weakness, we all got problems, and we got some strength. But yet still, we ought to be growing in grace. Y'all got to stay a little baby all your life. Oh, how much. Listen to this. God put his church in the world to change the world. And not the world to change the church. Folk got to know what the church is all about. We here not to let the world change us, but we here to change the world. But when you look around, the church changed it. I mean, the world changed the church. Oh, how much that. But the world control many churches today. I said the world control them. Anything that the world does, many churches receive it. What everything that we do, we got to give an account to God. The world come with a style, we come with it. I said the world come with a style. Here the church walking the same way.